Tomorrow, the Nebraska Cornhuskers will take the field against the Northern Illinois Huskies. Fans will take their seats in Memorial Stadium, cheerleaders will chant from the sidelines, and the band will play. I visited the Cornhusker marching band at an early morning practice for today's NET News signature story. It starts with a slow migration. Trumpet players ride bikes with one hand while holding their cases in the other. Saxophonists carry their instruments slung across their backs as they trek across the UNL campus. While the sun is barely up, the band is gathering. The drumline is already hard at work, as are the marimba and timpani players of the front ensemble, which stays stationary at the front of the show. The color guard is warming up outside Memorial Stadium, bright red silks twirling in the cool breeze of an early September morning. The band's director, Tony Falcone, leads warm-ups from high up on a drum major stand.
The logistics of game day start way before game day, and you know, there's our part of it. We're learning our pregame and our halftime routines, the things that we do in the stands, but then that all coordinates with everything else that's happening in the stadium.
The band has to fit their cheers and stand tunes in with the game, the advertisers, and with TV commercial breaks.
The drum majors are on a headset with everyone else that's part of that, and so they get directly play now and you have this amount of time, and they'll get warning it's coming up. You'll have 45 seconds at the end of this.
Eventually, warm-ups give way to music.
Okay, here we go. Visitors fight.
Falcone arranges the songs for the band's shows, all seven of them this season.
I wrote the first two shows before school started, and I'm working on the rest of them as we go.
New music each game means new visuals, too. Doug Bush is assistant director of the band and writes the drill, which tells each band member where to stand and how to move to the next formation.
The opening set of this show spells grit and glory. We try to do what we can to communicate to a person all the way in the top of the stadium what we're attempting to represent.
Bush spends rehearsal up in the stands, where he has a better view of the band as a whole.
Yesterday I had the opportunity to watch video from...
Bush would like to look for precision. But this show is still in the early stages of rehearsal. Students start by learning the music and drill separately.
And then start putting those two things together. So we're kind of at that stage right now where they're still trying to remember exactly what the sequence of events is. I do this while I play this music, or I do this while the drum line plays this music while we're working on the dance right now.
Yes, there is dancing in band, though you can tell some members are more enthusiastic about it than others. The Cornhusker Marching Band has 300 members, all of whom went through an audition process starting in the spring. Trumpet player and environmental restoration science major Katie Pace is in her second year with the band. She got interested in the Cornhusker Band in high school.
Senior year, I did trumpet day here, and I was kind of dead set on going to a different college, but my band director was like, yeah, try this out, you'll have a lot of fun. And I did, so I completely changed. I was like, I'm going to UNL, an audition for the marching band, and then I did, and now I get to do this, so it's the best.
Pace sits on the sideline as rehearsal continues for a show she won't be marching in. She pulls out the iPad all members carry on a strap.
So this is how we get our drill. So we go on the app, and then we select who we are. So I'm Trumpet 32, and so we can see our drill. So I am this dot, and it shows me where I came from. And then you can see where you are, and it's really cool.
The drill app helps make learning seven shows a year a little easier. Band still takes up a lot of time, though. Practice starts at 7 a.m. every weekday, except on Tuesdays when they start half an hour earlier. On the days of home games, the band starts practice 5.5 hours before kickoff. Falcone hopes people understand how hard band members work.
The vast majority of them are not music students. They're majors from all over the university. There's over 60 majors represented in the group. And so they're all high-achieving scholars, and they take of their time to dedicate to the school to do what they do.
Seeing all those majors, all those different experiences being brought to the field each week means Falcone sees the band differently than other people.
There's a tendency of people to think of them as this one thing, because you see them all, they're dressed alike at the game, and so you think of the band as a thing, and the band is a thing, but it's also made up of 300 individual people that have their own stories and their own lives and their own academic selves outside of the band, and I think that's important for people to remember.
Week after week, those 300 individuals gather with two directors, three graduate assistants, office staff, and instructors for percussion and color guard, and work to put together a show. Those leaders bring their own experience as band students to the table. Bush, for instance, played the trumpet when he first started band in 1973.
I try to expect the same out of everybody and then realize that they're all individuals, and today this person may not be able to give me the same that this person next to them could give me.
Even on their hardest days, these 300 people come together. Trumpet player Katie Pace says it feels like family.
Chances are not everyone knows everyone's name, but we feel like we're best friends regardless, so it's just like a really big community.
For NET News, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.